Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Back to your phone calls. Nolan is in Canton, and he's on 97.1. Hello, Nolan.
How are you guys?
We're great. Thank you.
So, you know, the question arose with, you know, tangible reasons why the Tigers have a chance. I know a lot of people are kind of checking out with, you know, and they have good reason to. The last month, you know, 3 weeks has been atrocious. It really has. But so my tangible reasons are is these wild card series are very unique, and they're very – and so my tangible reason is history of the wild card series in particular. And I think part of the reason why they're favored in Vegas, even though it seems, you know, ludicrous to think they could be favored for anything right now, is that game one is so vitally important in all these series. I believe the only series in the history of the wild card, which I believe since 2022 – has, you know, that has not won game one, has been the Mets last year in that Mets Brewers series that ended up being, you know, pretty crazy. So the school being on the mound tomorrow is very important. And additionally, the road teams have an odd success rate as well against these home teams in wild card series. So I think that gives them at least, you know, a fresh start and a really good shot with school ball on the mound tomorrow.
Nolan, thank you for bringing something tangible to the table. He's still Tarek Skubal. And he's still, if you probably gave every manager in baseball a chance to take their pitcher, one pitcher that wasn't their own guy, they'd probably all take Skubal. They'd probably all try and take their own guy, but they probably, if you said you can't take your own guy, would Skubal be a unanimous number one to go? Now, would the Tigers lineup be number one to go? No. The concerns are, does Cleveland, here's my only concern about Skubal, and it's not really about Skubal. It's about the fact that in the three biggest games that the Tigers and the Gribe have played in the last year, game five, and then these two games this year, the last three, Cleveland's won them all. Even though Skubal's been mostly good, they have won them all, so they're going to take a certain confidence into a Skubal start.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think as well, you know, another odd stat this year with Cleveland and the Tigers is the Tigers are 4-2 at Progressive Field this year, and vice versa, the Guardians are 5-1 at Comerica Park. And since, you know, I think that has something to play with it with the odds as well. And then as well, I think Gleyber Torres as well, signing him in the offseason, the big thing I looked at was, yeah, he had a high floor and exceeded that floor into a pretty high ceiling as an all-star. He's been very good in the postseason in his career, especially last year. I believe his OPS was 800+. Particularly in that Cleveland series. So I'm very interested to see if he can get hot in the time we need him most.
Now, to be fair, the Tigers did win game two of the series against Cleveland last year. And so that was a big game.
They won a couple of those games.
They won when Skubal pitched. Oh, sorry, I'm talking about Skubal pitched. So Skubal won game two, and then Skubal lost game five, and then lost two. So it's three games in a row Cleveland's won. But I'm hoping Gleyber Torres, Tommy Canley, Jack Flaherty, some of these guys that were in the postseason last year, and in the World Series, it brings out their best.
Well, here's something that looks interesting when you're looking at things statistically. I think the biggest problem for the Tigers, maybe in the second half, and this is a problem against Cleveland too, they can hit the ball out of the ballpark, but they have nobody on base when they do it. They hit 14 home runs in 13 games against Cleveland this year. Cleveland only hit 7 against the Tigers in the 13 games. The Tigers have drawn 46 walks against Cleveland pitching in those games. It's a lot more than what Cleveland has drawn against the Tigers. Cleveland has 38 walks in those games. The Tigers just aren't getting the guy on base for when the next guy comes up and hits a bomb. That needs to change. And that's been a problem. I remember looking at Torkelson's stats since the All-Star game. He had like 10 home runs and were like 19 RBIs. Every home run he hit basically was, it felt like it was a solo shot. They need to get the guys on base. And the guys can get on base by drawing walks. But unfortunately, whatever's happened after it has been line out, strikeout, whatever. They struck out a ton of times against Cleveland, and Cleveland has struck out a ton of times against the Tigers as well. The difference in the season series with the hitting has come with doubles. The Tigers have hit 17 doubles against the Gribe, and they have come back and hit 29 against the Tigers in 13 games. Hmm. So you're looking at more than two a game, and that does mean something. So
every 90 feet matters.
Yeah, every 90 feet matters. And when you're starting at second base instead of getting there on first base with a walk, there is a difference there.
OPS, I look at it as a measurement. Maybe everybody looks at it this way. I've been late to a lot of the newer statistics in baseball. OPS to me is the stat about every 90 feet matters. On base, getting on base matters. The plus slugging is the doubles and the triples. Yeah. That's that extra 90 that puts you in scoring position. That's all so important. And OPS is a reflection of every 90 matters, and this might be for you stat heads and you long-time sabermetric guys. Yeah, welcome to the party, Karsh. Yep, got it. I was late. Feedback committee. My champ of the weekend is Oregon. My champ of the week is the Tigers for blowing the division. Just unacceptable. It's from an unnamed texter. Champs Oregon, huh?
Oh, did Oregon beat Penn State?
Yeah. Huh. A stunner. I know this won't go over as being popular, but I think Riley Green would make some good trade bait. Victor and Brighton. Off-season topic. I mean, not now.
His guys hit 36 home runs and drive in 114 or whatever, they fall off trees.
Well, this goes back to the one thing that you can find something that he's terrible at, and that's putting the ball in play. He strikes out a ton. And for some people, that is the unforgivable sin. And I get it. It's annoying. And there have been so many instances in September where it feels like Riley just do not strike out here, and he'd strike out. And he's over 200, and I got it. Yep. But it's like people who won't, if you pick the variable that person's terrible at and say, I can't take it, you don't want the guy. Goff can't run. Got it. Goff can change the play at the line of scrimmage and work his way into a touchdown for Amon-Ra. But, you know, if you need a running quarterback, you'll never get on board with Goff. And if you hate strikeouts, you will not get on board with Riley Green. No. But Victor, I mean, if you could get him, any player's tradable, I suppose, if the right offer comes back, but again, the offseason. I said offseason, and then I answered it. I don't know why. Do you think the jackass...
Are you recording on that, King? Just play it back. Yeah.
Do you think the jackass Ryder Cup fans are a result of LIV Golf? They are openly anti-traditional golf, and I think they welcome in the worst of worst fans.
No.
I don't know.
I think hate LIV Golf so much.
I can't stand LIV Golf. There's a whole bunch of stuff, though, that factor into why I think fans acted that way. And there's a bunch of deep end of the pool topics. I think they took something that was very fun in sports and made it ugly. And I think that's a shame.
It is.
Because Ryder Cup rowdiness used to not cross the line. But the accounts of many people who were there, it really did cross the line. It was inappropriate. It was uncomfortable. And that's a shame. And I hope we can look at it and say, yeah, we don't want that. And maybe moving forward, we can all agree that the fans should not be a part of the story. They weren't. The fans were a part of the story in the past because they were awesome. And it was really fun. And I think we've lost some of the fun and the respect. I don't think they were treating Europe with respect, Gator.
No, they definitely weren't.
There's kind of a reason it started as a, but I mean it. We could all treat each other with respect. And that's, it includes there.
There were two things that happened going with the Ryder Cup weekend going into it. One going into it and one taking place during it. Going into it, Rory McIlroy telling the media in front of all the cameras and the microphones, the plan is to bring the cup back.
That's not an unforgivable sin.
It's not. It's what you say. It's what, particularly when you're the, you know, you're the leader of that team. That's what you say. And he says it with confidence and everybody's like, ooh, you know. Okay, he didn't say like we're going to smoke the, you know, those dirty Americans. He just said we're going to bring the cup back with us. The other thing that happened, which is probably more salient, the United States didn't play well on Friday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And they didn't play well on a day, and they come out in the afternoon, and now the crowd's liquored up, and they don't play well in the afternoon, and it gets loud. Saturday, didn't play well during the day, crowd gets liquored up, they don't play well in the, well, they play well in the afternoon, but they couldn't beat the European teams. They really actually played quite well, but the Europeans made the one putt more, and the crowd got way out of hand. And it's the play of the Americans that helped to dictate that. The American fans were frustrated. And instead of cheering on the Americans, they turned it on the Europeans and said, we'll root against you guys. We'll make all the noise in your backswing or while you're looking to line up a putt and all this and backing off. And we're just going to get louder and louder. And it's what they said that was way, way out of line. And it's really unfortunate because it is such a great international event.
It really can be.
And if it happens, look, are there European fans that do the same thing and yell at the Americans? I'm sure there were this weekend. I'm sure there are when they played in Rome and, you know, when they'll play next year or in 2 years from now when they really play again in Ireland or wherever. I'm sure it's going to happen again. It's just, but there's no place for it.
Honestly, this is not my wheelhouse, so I didn't chump the fans. But I will say that I didn't have as much fun with the Ryder Cup this year, and that was a big story as to why. Tony is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Tony.
Hey, it's your favorite Michigan Trans fan. Listen, I'm in the bar in Wisconsin, and I tell people, hey, the Tigers are batting, they're hitting, and the pitching is going to come together at the same time. Because we all know baseball is about streaks. We've gone through our bad streak. We're coming around with our batting and our pitching around the time to get in the playoffs. So I think we're going to be fine with that. And I still think A.J. Hinch is a way better manager than the Cleveland manager, no matter what you say. Regarding the Packers and the Lions, I think the Lions are going to take the division. I think due to Jordan Love's mistakes and bad play, I think they're going to fall off. I think Chicago will take second place. Wow. Have a good one, you guys.
Chicago's going to pass Green Bay, huh? Did he give us anything tangible with the Tigers? Or did he just say, I think the bats are going to come around?
He thinks it's, yeah. This,
is that tangible?
It's streaky and it's fine. Well, you
know. I know, but I was looking, I tried to take that away and say, give me something more than I think. Give me some reason why. The first guy gave us some reasons why. You gave us something why. You said you really have faith in the starting pitching.
I have faith in the starting pitching, and I think that they can get on base. They just need to get the guys hitting the ball over the fence with guys on base.
Yeah, but you started with the starting pitching, and I liked it. I liked where you were going.
Well, I liked more good starting pitching, too. That's the other side of it. That's the part I leave off. What about you? Don't get
okay.
Williams.
Never mind. You get 0 points.
Nothing to see here.
No, well, I'm fine. A demerit for Gator.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.